No, the warehouse isn't on sale. Just the contents of the warehouse are on sale this Thursday through Saturday.
I knew that.
And chickens have lips. It's the warehouse sale.
Where almost everything, but the warehouse is on sale.
At Affordable Kitchens and Baths, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, between Kisker and Central School Road. For more information, call 636-441-1550.
But do you know where I can buy a warehouse?
Give a garden. You want to give one special gift to a runner, biker, golfer, or sailor, a pilot, pet lover, or outdoor explorer. Give a Garmin and get thank you.
Give a Garmin. Give a Garmin.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com.
The holidays are coming quick. Now's the time to book your party at the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria. Call 726-5300 or go to blackfinamericangrill.com for information.
St. Louis Closet Company can truly help you create a place for everything in your home. Call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
The guests at Monkswell Manor are snowed in, and a murderer is in their midst. Who done it? You'll find out in the Repertory Theater's production of The Mousetrap, December 4th through the 29th. This classic Agatha Christie murder mystery is filled with plot twists and suspense. How can you win a pair of tickets to see The Mousetrap accompanied by McGraw-Mill Haven? Register at KTRS.com or text The Rep to 84126. And it could be you and a friend at the Repertory Theater to see The Mousetrap from the Big 550 KTRS.
Partners and peers.
There's no fun left on
FM.
It's full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, James. James Bond.
In his playhouse on the air.
The real James Bond to me, Sean Connery. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 3rd edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. Bill Clevelin will join us. We squeezed him out toward the top of the hour, so want to give him plenty of time, so he'll have his segment. We have a joke that I'm only telling because of a situation I ran into a couple of days ago, and it reminded me of this joke, so share it with you. An oldie but a goodie. Thank you for being with us. As I said, Matheny's the sponsor, so we're going to get this show on the road, and it all starts with this. This being a round of introductions at the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are thinking it's time to maybe get some second opinion on your financial advice, then why wouldn't you get it with our friends Mark and Jason? For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Remember that show, The Jeffersons?
Yeah, moving on up.
Yeah, you familiar with that, Peon?
Oh, sure.
Sherman Helmsley, was that his name?
Yeah.
George Jefferson. Rat Boy's telling me that his dad was a writer. Yeah, he's confirming. A writer on that show, and that originally Louise, her nickname, wasn't supposed to be Wheezy. He had wanted it to be what? What?
Cheesy.
Cheesy.
Instead of Wheezy. And they rejected it.
No.
And he said his dad is still to this day, and even in the nursing home, mad when he sees reruns of the Jeffersons. He sits there and goes, "That should have been Cheesy." Yeah, he's just obsessed with that. That's a little known fact. Something Bill Clevelin might use on his trivia night. What was Wheezy's name supposed to be? Cheesy, in the original script. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limperst and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. like Cheesy better that way. Yeah. Now I'm going to tell you a story. It's a great story, and it's a true story. In the 1700s, this is the story of the invention of home heat and how heating actually got started, the very beginning of heating. In the 1700s, up around the North Pole, Jebediah Matheny actually lived in an igloo, a real igloo. His house was ice. And you can imagine how cold a house like that would be.
Oh, man.
First of all, you're at the North Pole. That's cold. And then you're in a nice house. And I don't mean a nice house like a nice house. You're in an ice house.
Mm.
And the way the story goes, and it's documented, I've seen some of the old parchments. Matheny shared it with me, the old writings. One of the neighbors was over at Jebediah Matheny's igloo and said, man, there just has to be a way that we could get some heat in these things. And Jebediah Matheny said, let me work on it. So he got to work on it, and he came up with actually what was the first heating system, and he turned it on. And this is one of those good news, bad news things. What ultimately... Sorry.
Oh, man. You okay?
What ultimately took the life of Jebediah Matheny is probably what has saved the lives in winter of so many. He turned the heat on, and it worked, and it was just a triumph. Mm. He was jumping up and down and dancing, but it melted his house. I mean, think about it. It's a nice house. So one minute he's dancing, he's jubilant, and then all of a sudden he sees the sky. A hole appears above him. The top of his house is melted from the heat, and the whole thing melts, and he died from exposure. That's a true story.
Yeah.
That's how heat got started. And then they knew as years went on, don't do that. You know, don't heat an ice house that way. There's a better way to do it. But we are the beneficiaries of his experiment way back then, all those many years ago. And now today, people wonder how Matheny got in business. How could you not get in business when your ancestor created heating? True story.
Wow.
Yeah. Matheny Heating and Cooling. They service everything, all makes, all models, all sizes, residential, commercial, and they don't go to the North Pole, they don't go to Illinois, but St. Louis and St. Charles counties, all of you, you're very lucky, have Matheny. And once you have them out, you're never going to want to call anybody else. You're never going to need to or want to call anybody else. So residential, commercial, big, small, replacement, you need to replace the whole system. You're in good hands. I think somebody else is using that already, so I can't use that.
Yeah.
But you are with the folks at Matheny. MathenyHeatingAndCooling.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. Download it. It's free. It's a great app. Or you can call them. 314-652-3456. And now, and that's Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hey, Bill.
I love when you tell real true stories like that.
I think people love to hear the origins of things.
Well, I'm sitting here listening on hold, and it's like 60 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Well, it's very much like the show 60 Minutes because you learn so much.
Where else am I going to hear stuff like that?
Nowhere.
Well, some kids in Montana are upset because their bus driver told them Santa Claus is not real.
What?
Yikes. Yeah, and then their parents got upset when the bus driver told them he didn't have a driver's license.
Oh, man.
Well, of course, we all know Santa is real.
Of course it is. If kids are listening, that man's a bad man lying about that.
Yeah, and in a sign of the times this year, instead of riding a sleigh around the world, Santa's going to be delivering all the gifts by drone.
Oh, that's coming. That's going
to
be hell.
And the FAA is developing a plan for drones to fly across the United States without delays or significant problems. And they say if it works for them, they'll try it on commercial airplanes.
I knew he was going to say that. I knew it.
Well, reportedly, President Obama wants to relaunch the Obamacare website.
Yay!
And not to be outdone, there's also plans now to rechristen the Titanic. For that. And finally, this afternoon, well, yesterday, of course, was Cyber Monday. Hope you got some good deals. It's just like shopping on Black Friday, except you're on the computer and you have to pepper spray yourself.
That's true. That's a downside.
The Book Level 7 brought to you this afternoon, of course, by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, on Phil Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
Now, folks, what we're about to do, we're serious about it, and we've taken it on ourselves because nobody else seems up to the challenge or wants to face the truth about these filthy Christmas lyrics. Now, there's another station in town. It's another talk station. It's an AM station. I think they still call themselves the Voice of St. Louis. Yet, in all these years, not once have they ever felt any responsibility to call to the public's attention this filth.
Oh, no. Nope, they haven't. There's a couple
How
of
do
stations.
You call yourself a responsible radio station when you don't point this
There's a couple
out.
Of radio stations already playing Christmas music, and I've heard these songs that we're going to warn people about
well,
already.
Dan, I've also heard these songs in a public place.
Oh, I know.
Playing out over speakers.
Yeah.
Now, I could see where maybe people might, in the hustle bustle of the season, might not really hear the lyrics. They just hear a melody and a Christmassy sound and... But it's important to know when people are sneaking filth in on you, especially something like the F word. This is a song I believe recorded at the latest. It was the early 60s by Brenda Lee. Can you look up when Brenda Lee, are you able to do that
now?
When she recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree? I'll bet it's no later than early 60s, maybe even late 50s.
1958.
There you go.
On DECA 9-30776.
So since 1958, and I've heard it in movies, I've heard it in stores, malls, cars, homes, the F word, you know, there's just something wrong with referring to a piece of pie as some effing pie.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what she does. Here it is. Brenda Lee. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
The only station.
Mistletoe hung.
We're the only one.
You can see every couple tries to stop.
So happy and jolly.
Yeah, it sounds real innocent.
Tree, let the Christmas thing.
Maybe we'll have some effing pie. Here it comes.
Later we'll have some pumpkin.
That's it. I don't want to hear it anymore. Stop right there.
Wow.
Later we'll have... Can you imagine, especially in the 50s, a household with kids, and mom comes out and says, tell you what, kids, we'll do this, we'll do this, and then later we'll have some effing pie.
Yeah.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
Oh.
No. Still unacceptable to me, even in 2013, and I think with most of you as well. Then there's Eartha Kitt. Santa Baby. See if you can find out what year that was recorded.
All right.
We'll see how long that filth's been in existence out there on the airwaves. Eartha Kitt, well-respected, I believe, jazz singer, and as well as many pop tunes. I don't think she's with us anymore.
1953.
Wow. See, what they did, they took the most innocent decade, the 50s, the cleanest, most wholesome decade, and somebody said, let's slip in some filthy terminology because nobody will catch it. It's the 50s.
Yeah.
And it's a Christmas song.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll hide it and camouflage it by hiding it in a Christmas song. And if we're lucky, it'll stand the test of time. And sadly, it has. This is Eartha Kitt, and the reference is to a sexual act of pleasing oneself.
Mm.
That's all I'm going to say. She says it all.
Oh.
Santa Baby.
And Santa does it, too.
Yeah.
She has Santa doing it.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
It's kind of
innocent
sultry
voice. Yeah, it's kind of innocent, sultry. Like that kittenish playful.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they get you.
So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Innocent enough so far. Brace yourselves.
Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
To light blue.
I'll wait up for you, dear.
That's how they
Santa
seduce you.
Baby, so hurry down the chimney to.
So far, so good. Everybody, that's how they do. They wait till it's for, like, here, it's coming.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed.
Kissed, innocent kissing.
Next year I could be just as good.
Here comes warning, warning.
If you check off my Christmas.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. Come on.
Eartha. Wow.
They dropped the instruments out and everything. It's just, here, let's just spotlight.
They deliberately isolated
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Play it again and showcase, Peon, and the psychology of this, how they literally stopped music to thrust this blank off expression right at you.
Yeah. Thrust it.
Next year, I could be just as good.
Stop the instruments.
If you check off my Christmas.
Stop the instruments completely to make sure we get this filth out there.
Yeah. Wow.
Man.
Well, I want to publicly thank you guys because you stood by me.
Oh, yeah.
Crusade, and you've been with me all this time. And others have shied away from it, and we never will.
I'm looking at the record label now. It's a picture of Eartha Kitt is sitting on Santa's lap in a real short skirt. So they weren't even trying to necessarily hide it.
Mm. No, it's blatant. It's blatant. Wow. I'm not going to rest until those two songs have been taken from the airwaves and banned.
Here's my Christmas list, Santa. Do your stuff.
You know how they put those labels on warning, explicit lyrics?
Yeah.
I don't see it on these.
No.
At least if we could get that, explicit lyrics, if we could get that put on the CD.
It's like rappers or something.
It's worse, Dan.
Oh, man.
I think it's worse because at least rappers don't try to hide it in the form of Christmas music.
Yeah.
Pistols Plus, don't forget about them for gift ideas if you're headed to the lake. A lot of people love to go to the lake this time of year. It's a nice, quiet, beautiful place, Pistols Plus, a lot of gift ideas. First snow, they say, maybe Thursday night.
Yeah.
This Thursday night. Maybe an inch or more and some sleet. Yeah.
Great.
Now you're talking.
Can't wait.
Can't have too much of that. And you know what I've decided I like? I like gluten. In fact, if somebody would put out a cracker or a snack and it said, now with extra gluten, I'd buy that. Because I've decided gluten tastes great. Because my wife brings home stuff and everything that says gluten-free tastes like crap. Tastes like cardboard. So somebody would hit the market with extra gluten, I'm in. I'm buying that product. Because I like gluten. Can't get enough of it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
We were with some people the other day, and they have a daughter who is like 40 and not married. And it's a bigger deal to the parents, I think, than the daughter. You know, she hasn't met anybody. And there's only one joke that reminded me of. It's a great joke about a mom who is just determined to get her daughter married. Her daughter is in her early 40s. And her daughter's constantly saying, Mom, for goodness sakes, would you stop trying to fix me up with every guy that you think might be interested? I'm fine being single. If I meet somebody, but her mom won't let up. At church, if they go to anybody's house, so do you know anyone that might like to be my daughter? Everywhere she goes, she's just determined to find. So she's in the supermarket, Mom is. And there's a guy in the supermarket, and he looks to be late 40s, great shape, and he looks kind of confused, like he doesn't know what he's doing. He's having trouble finding things, and she sees him asking a couple of people questions that anybody would know the answer to in a supermarket. So she goes up to him, and she says, so, you look like you're having some trouble here in the supermarket. You almost act like you've never been in a supermarket before. He says, well, I haven't been in a supermarket for 25 years. She says, really? Well, how could that be? How could that be? And she says, and by the way, you're a very handsome man. You look like you're in good shape. He said, well, a couple of things happen when you're in prison for 25 years. One is you don't go to the supermarket, and two, you get a lot of time to work out and get in good shape. She says, prison? He says, yeah, that's right, 25 years. She says, so you did what? He says, I murdered my wife. And I didn't just murder her. I cut her up in pieces, and I put the pieces in trash bags, and I took the trash bags out, and I weighted them down and sank her body parts to the bottom of a lake.
Oh.
And the mom says, so you're single.
Well, we've had some issues out there traffic-wise. Here's Tim Weiland, Tim.
All right, they're working with an accident. It's on eastbound 270 at Lindbergh. They've moved it off to the shoulder, but traffic is a solid jam, though, approaching McDonald. On westbound 40, the usual slowdown, Kings Highway, McCausland, Ballas out through Mason. You're slow through Chesterfield back to the Boone Bridge. Also on northbound 170, looks like we're slow from Natural Bridge up through Highway 270. Westbound 70, you're slow at Jennings Station Road. You have some slow pockets as you pass the airport from 170 through Lindbergh, and then you're heavy again west of Cave Springs through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. On eastbound 40, you're still slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. They were still working with this accident on eastbound Route 15 in front of the Flying J, but that's all off on the right shoulder, so traffic is thinning out between 255 and where this accident is. And this traffic report is brought by Volkswagen Service Express. Volkswagen Service Express is fast in and out, regular maintenance with no appointment needed. Dedicated service lanes and expert techs. Find Volkswagen Service Express at your local Volkswagen dealer. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Scott Sherman, host of The Night Shift. People ask me, Scott, what's the philosophy behind the show? Well, I've always wanted a program that was truly independent of the spin that you hear from the left and the right. Because in this crazy world, you can't afford to have opinions bought and paid for by special interests. So, on The Night Shift, what we give you is a tough, honest, understandable approach to the issues of the day, and we make fun of stuff too.
Weeknights at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do you do? Who do you call? I prescribe making the cash call at 855-590-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down. Because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-590-CASH. That's 855-590-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Missouri Consumer Credit Loan License 367-03-3042.
What is that on the patio furniture?
Oh, I covered it for the winter.
Those are old tarps.
What?
Oh, and they smell as bad as they look.
What? I think they look just fine.
No, they don't. I'm going to Schnars to get real patio furniture covers.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here. Did you know that winter weather can really take a toll on your patio furniture? Covering your outdoor furniture each winter can help extend its lifespan. And though those old tarps may work just fine,
they look terrible.
So stop by today and let us help you select the outdoor furniture cover that is right for you.
So you can put that smelly, dirty, yucky camouflage tarp back where it belongs.
Okay.
Hidden in the woods.
Well, I guess I'll put it on the wood pile. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
I'm Car Gal from Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Our next call comes from Jerry in Maryville.
Hey, Car Gal, this is Jerry in Maryville.
No kidding.
Well, now that we're empty nesters, the wife and I are looking to trade in our Odyssey for something sporty, you know, for just the two of us.
Well, Jerry, you're in luck. Meyer Honda has the new Civic Si Coupe in stock right now. The Civic Si is loaded with high-tech features, performance technology, and an interior that was custom designed with the race enthusiast in mind.
That's what I'm talking about.
I knew you were, Jerry.
Honey, put down the cat. We're going to Meyer Honda. Thanks, car gal.
Thank you, Jerry, from Maryville. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
The Metro East's only Honda dealer. Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle. Stop by today for a test drive and see Meyer Honda's huge inventory. Your gateway Honda dealer. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Affordable Kitchens and Bath Warehouse Sale.
I didn't know that.
Know what?
That Affordable Kitchens and Bath has warehouses on sale. Well, I know they have 10% off all scratch and dent appliances, all cabinets, even custom cabinets, plus tons of closeouts, 10% off 2-centimeter granite slabs, 5% off custom 3-centimeter granite and quartz kitchen countertops, 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops with the purchase of an in-stock vanity cabinet, free garage deliveries on orders over $2,500 within a 25-mile radius of the store. Designers will be on hand, but I didn't know. You could buy warehouses on sale at Affordable Kitchens and Bath.
No, the warehouse isn't on sale. Just the contents of the warehouse are on sale this Thursday through Saturday.
I knew that.
And chickens have lips. It's the warehouse sale.
Where almost everything, but the warehouse is on sale.
At Affordable Kitchens and Baths, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway between Kisker and Central School Road. For more information, call 636-441-1550.
But do you know where I can buy a warehouse?
Have you had a heart attack, stroke, or have peripheral arterial disease? If so, you may qualify to participate in a clinical research study to see if the investigational medication may reduce the risk of having another heart attack or stroke. The study's investigating a different approach to reducing bad cholesterol levels. Eligible study participants will receive study-required care and may receive compensation for time and travel. To see if you may qualify, call 888-82-STUDY. That's 888-82-STUDY or visit cardioresearchstudy.com.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Target Talk St. Louis every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
If you're currently paying for Medicare Supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
I'm going to try to do this in a way that'll get me in the least trouble. In the last 2.5 hours, and somewhere in the last 2.5 hours, we played two commercials in particular that may be the most embarrassing, worst written, worst produced commercials. I've been in this business a long time. So poorly written. You figure out which ones they were. Out of the whole 2.5 hours that's passed, there are two of them that are unbelievably embarrassing. They're so bad. I feel better. Let's go to Southern California and check in with Mike Evans. That's made possible by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. If you go to the Smokehouse Market, or if you go to dinner at Annie Gunn's, ask for that shrimp appetizer, that maple glaze. They'll know what you're talking about. Just say the famous shrimp appetizer. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, and everybody forget what I said about the beef jerky, because I went out there over the weekend and they were out of the biggest bag. So,
well, there's
apparently everybody's going to buy it.
The power of the Big 550. That's why. That's why they're out of it, because you mentioned it.
I know.
See? There you go.
Lost out.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans.
Good day.
I didn't embarrass you with a bad commercial on me.
Oh, man, we got a couple of them. I literally feel bad that for our station that we're running, and they're so horrible.
Wow.
They're just so. You look, you know what's happened to the business.
Yep. Hey, St. Louis, we start off with a pop quiz question. You're going to love it to death. How much does Hillary Clinton get for a 90-minute speech?
Oh, good one.
$100,000? $250,000? $500,000.
Whoa.
Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets is
it
true? Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are expecting a baby? That's what some of their friends are saying.
Hold on, they're not married, are they?
I know.
Well, then they can't be true.
Oh, I guess they couldn't be married. Yeah. Ryan Seacrest has a new girlfriend. She's beautiful, blonde, 24 years old. They met in Miami. Said she's a personal trainer. Now she's living in L.A. Okay. Katy Perry and John Mayer are back together again.
Oh, good.
And doing a little house shopping in New York City.
I want those kids to make it.
I do,
yeah,
too. Movie review, Inside Llewellyn Davis opens this weekend. It's truly a great film. The Coen brothers wrote it, directed it, edited it, and produced it. And I think it's one of their best. It stars Oscar Isaac, a struggling folk singer who hitchhikes to the New York Village in 1961 in hopes of becoming a folk or hootenanny star. Turns out it was just as tough to make it back then as it is now. Great job by Justin Timberlake, Carey Mulligan, and John Goodman, who are in the movie and co-star. Inside Llewellyn Davis, rated R, 105 minutes, 4 stars. And by the way, the movie Inside Llewellyn Davis last night got the Gotham Award in New York for the best picture of the year.
Huh.
On the other hand, no sense wasting your time or money on Spike Lee's Old Boy. It's just horrible. Violent, sick, twisted. Rated R, 112 minutes. 1 star.
Wow.
Anyway.
No. Nope.
Movie scoop. Terrence Howard was fired from the upcoming Iron Man movie because he showed up late, didn't play well with others, but mainly because Robert Downey Jr. just didn't like him. Was always getting arguments with Robert Downey, and he is the star of the show and the franchise, so that's not going to work.
Yeah, that's not the guy you want to argue with.
No.
On the set.
Anyway.
Nope.
Okay.
He must think we're so stupid.
Yeah.
Slip one of those in. On purpose.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
Not going to happen.
No.
Now, see? No.
Okay. Anyway.
No. You actually got one day when you did it.
Yeah, you did it by accident.
You didn't know it.
We're experts at this. We know. We know.
Okay. Anyway.
No.
Great quote from Jennifer Lawrence. She's the best.
Was that the quote? She's the best?
No.
Oh.
Jennifer Lawrence, I mean, you just don't hear this kind of sincere stuff from a celebrity anymore. Quote, I don't want to be America's sweetheart or most eligible female star or on covers of tabloids or any of that crap. I'm just a girl from Kentucky, happens to have more luck than talent, just an actor trying to get better with each part, end quote.
Good for her.
How about that? I like that a lot. I think she is gorgeous.
She's really naturally pretty. I don't know that I would call her gorgeous, but she's very pretty. I like people who are pretty, and you know they're pretty when they get out of bed. No makeup, no lights.
Well, that's just, a lot like me.
It's exactly like you.
Thank you. Oh. Anyway.
Nope.
No.
Anyway.
Nope.
And finally. How much does Hillary Clinton make for a 90-minute speech? $100,000, $250,000, $500,000.
I'll go in the middle, $250.
I'll say 100.
Boy, oh boy, I'll go 250 also.
She makes $5,555 a minute for 90 minutes. That's $500,000.
Holy mackerel!
Wow.
Wow. Unbelievable, huh? Anyway.
No.
Okay, fine. Mike Evans, see ya.
You got to be kidding me. An hour and a half.
Man.
$500,000.
Wow.
What did we do wrong? We didn't marry Bill.
No.
That's maybe the first thing we did wrong. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Do I have a little time here?
I think so.
Talked to Davey Lee's wife today, Lou. This is very inside, very personal, but I have to do this because Davey Lee, at one time, was a real player in the radio business. Davey's very ill, and Davey's not going to be with us much longer. And in the conversation with her, which was a pretty long conversation, the thing that jumped out with me and made me just mad was I didn't know that Davey was this sick till just now. And as soon as I heard it, I started trying to get a hold of his wife. Davey Lee worked at WILE, worked at KUSA, still with us, but not for long. And he was just one of the nicest people that I have ever worked with. And what happens is time is cruel to you in this business if the business has deemed you irrelevant and you've been sort of taken out of the spotlight. And she said to me that for the last couple of years, he's really, really battled some serious Alzheimer's. He's had it longer than that, but the last 2 years have been tough, and now he's hospice is with him. And she said that of the people who know, and there are quite a few who do know his condition, she says nobody has bothered to call him or to ask about him. That makes me sick. And it reminds me of a guy in St. Louis who died several years ago, and he at one time, well, he was one of the two biggest voice talents in town. He did voices for hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of commercials. He was the booth announcer for Channel 4 at one time. He was the host of a kid's show, a cartoon show. But time went by, and the business kind of managed to do without him. So by the time he passed away, I went to his memorial service. I was one of eight people there in a town filled with ad agencies and radio stations and TV stations and literally hundreds of people that had worked over the years with this guy. By the time he passed away, eight people. So to those of you who know Davey Lee, and I'm only talking to those of you who have known of his condition and have not bothered to call his wife, because he can't talk to you now. Shame on you. And I told her, I feel bad. I feel bad that I didn't know. I can't help that I didn't know. But had I known, I would certainly have made a point. And don't email me and say, where is he? She doesn't want that too little too late. He can't take visitors now anyway. But I will tell you, Davey Lee, if you, and I told his wife to tell him this, I've crossed paths with lots of people in the radio business in 30 years. Some of them I didn't have much use for. Some of them were practically invisible. They just come and go. They work a shift here. They work a shift there. Radio just kind of spits them up, chews them up, spits them out. But Davey made an impression, and Dan, you know what I'm talking about. This guy, I've never, ever seen him when he wasn't about the nicest guy you could ever be around.
He was genuine. He was just
never rude to
nice
anybody.
Guy.
And maybe one of the reasons he didn't make it, whatever that is, past a few years in the business, is because he wasn't a big enough a-hole. when you are too nice, sometimes in this business that works against you. It just does. So just wanted those of you who remember Davey, think about Davey. And if you ever listen to WIL or KUSA, in what I consider the heyday of country music, 70s, 80s. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. One of the most listenable people ever. And born to do country music. He had the voice. He had the personality. He had the knowledge. man, was he a great country jock. And it's just too bad that the country music business and the radio business decided at some point that if you were over 40 years old, you shouldn't be playing country music anymore, and you shouldn't be on the air playing it as a radio person. It became a younger person's game, and that's too bad, because I think there are a lot of people over these last few years who would love to have heard somebody like Davy Lee play a little more Merle Haggard, a little more George Jones, and some of that stuff we all loved in the 80s. So, Lou, if you're listening, I've already told you everything that I could tell you about your husband. What a terrific, terrific person, and what a pleasure to know him, Davy Lee. All right, American Equity Mortgage is our longest-running advertiser, 21 years. We thank him for that. You'll thank him for saving you a bunch of money and for showing you how easy it is to take the equity in your house and borrow smart money for something that you need. Maybe it's a wedding that needs to be paid for. Maybe it's a college education. Maybe it's, I don't know, whatever. You can also get rid of those credit card bills with a debt consolidation loan. They've done this for 21 years, and they do it well. So well that other mortgage companies want to be like them, want to sound like them, want to have phone numbers like theirs. Here's the one and only phone number for American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or you can reach them online at AmericanEquity.com.
Let's see how traffic looks now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, if you're traveling on westbound 70, you're going to find it slow between Jennings Station Road or approaching Jennings Station Road through Lucas and Hunt. But then we've got an incident west of 170 that's got the left lane blocked. So traffic is also slow from Hanley through this incident. You're going to find a little pocket past the airport that's slow, and then from 370 through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Looks like westbound 40 not getting a lot better. You're still stop and go west of the Science Center through McCausland, from 270 through Mason, and then from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. You've got a couple slow pockets there. Westbound 40, a little bit heavy around Elm. You're slow again approaching Mirage through Bowles. Southbound 141 is slow at Helfrich, down through Highway 44. It looks like eastbound 40 is thinning out, just a little bit heavy right at the Poplar Street Bridge. And on eastbound 270, you had that accident at 170 off on the shoulder, and traffic is jammed up approaching McDonald through 170. This traffic report brought to you by Hammermill Paper. Hammermill Paper, made here in the USA, is 99.99% jam-free, guaranteed. Don't you wish traffic was? Hammermill, no worries. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Ken Heisey. My wife Lori and I started Heisey Advisory Group knowing that there's a need for financial confidence in any economy. If you're not sure what to expect, you're not alone. That's why we're offering a no-obligation retirement review. Call us now at 314-909-1116 to arrange a meeting. There are changes in health care, interest rates, and tax laws that could affect your retirement. And if you haven't checked to see how you may be affected, call us now at 314-909-1116. If you're not confident in your retirement strategy, we can help you make sure that you have a strategy that meets your financial goals. Call us today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit us online at HeiseyAdvisoryGroup.com. That's HEISE AdvisoryGroup.com. We can help assure your financial security in any economy.
Hey, let's all gather here tomorrow. What do you say? About 3:14 or so? You guys in?
Yep. Sure.
All right, we'll be here. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree
and get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan. Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Thieves target at DeSoto Church stealing copper wire. What makes the case so unusual and so highly dangerous?
I hear pop, pop, pop.
Gunfire at a West County jewelry store during a morning robbery. Who fired the shots and how police caught the suspects? St. Louis Union is joining forces to lure Boeing to St. Louis. The concessions they're making to sweeten the deal.
Good evening, I'm Mandy Murphy, and for Sandy Miller tonight, all new at 6. Thieves strike a DeSoto church, stealing 2,000 feet of live copper wire. Fox News' Shirley Washington joins us live from the scene with why police believe an experienced electrician was involved in this dangerous theft. Shirley?
Mandy, folks here are surprised the culprits actually survived, considering the amount of voltage that was flowing through the lines. Come with me and I can show you all of the protective covering that's lying on the ground here, right beneath the wires that were cut for the second time this year, much to the dismay of church members who had strong reactions.